USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is voting today on a bill to help ease the baby formula shortage. It will give emergency authority to the WIC program. That means people who rely on WIC vouchers for food assistance could use them for any brand of formula and not be restricted. This, as these moms in Portland, Oregon, say it's been a struggle for months to get formula.
I posted on Facebook. I have my dad looking at Walmart in Mexico. I have my friends and family looking.
I've gone to four or five stores in a day looking for formula.
Gas prices jumping another 4 cents overnight. The record high for regular in the United States is now up to $4.56 a gallon. The highest prices are out west, where the statewide average in Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada are all over $5 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A vote too close to call. With razor-thin margins, David McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz fight for the lead in the Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania. McCormick rallies supporters.
Unfortunately, we're not going to have resolution tonight, but we can see the path ahead. We can see victory ahead, and it's all because of you. So thank you, Pennsylvania.
The winner of the Republican primary will go up against John Fetterman, the Democratic primary pick in the general election this upcoming November. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn, whose campaign was troubled by scandal, conceded to State Senator Chuck Edwards. Finland and Sweden are applying to join NATO, but Turkey's president has doubts. He's not sure about letting the two countries into the alliance as the war between Russia and Ukraine drags on. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with his Turkish counterpart today to discuss the issue. USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice! Wow, and look at that price. Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
With coronavirus infections rising nationwide, health regulators clear another COVID-19 shot for younger children. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 booster shot for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. They hope the extra vaccine dose will enhance their protection as transmissions increase in portions of the country. The last hurdle, the CDC must decide whether to formally recommend the booster for this age group. Its scientific advisors will meet on Thursday.
Oklahoma is joining a coalition of 21 states in a lawsuit against the Biden administration and hopes to keep Title 42 in place. Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor tells Fox News Title 42 is needed to keep his state safe and keep drugs out of the country.
There are 6 cartels in Mexico that are selling human beings and drugs into America right now. And I'm told by the Border Patrol that the cartels make $100 million a week selling human beings into America. And we've got to shut down those borders.
Apple is modifying its plans for workers to return to the office. Instead of 3 times a week, it'll be 2. The company is also offering some who feel uncomfortable about coming back the option to work remotely. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.